Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in his opinion that voter discrimination still exists. The court did not invalidate the entire act, just the formula determining which states need federal scrutiny. Those states included Alaska, and there have always been those in the state who have thought that was unfair, including Governor Sean Parnell, who ordered the state to join the lawsuit against it. The court ruled that Congress could update the formula it uses to determine which states those are. The guidelines had not been updated for decades.
Right now, there's no appetite.
Congressman Don Young says there's no real enthusiasm in Congress to tackle the issue now. And he adds the Department of Justice can still enforce the Voting Rights Act if there's proven discrimination. It just can't require permission in the 9 states previously covered under Section 5. Alaska does work to ensure Native participation in the electoral process. It provides interpreters to regions in the state with high populations of people who don't speak English well enough to understand the ballot. Young says in some of those cases, the interpretation services are insufficient.
Some cases for the elderly, probably not. But it's hard to find any Alaska Native that doesn't speak English.
Congress is on recess until the second week of September. It returns to just 9 legislative days before the end of the fiscal year. So the floor calendar, however slim, will be filled with debates on funding the government and raising the nation's borrowing limit. Both the House and Senate Judiciary Committees have held preliminary hearings since the court struck down Section 4. And to some, like Senator Lisa Murkowski, that may be all that happens.
Because I'm not sensing that there is this drive. You know, right after the Supreme Court ruled on this, a lot of discussion, a lot of talk going around. But you didn't hear kind of this unanimous cry that we've got to go out now and address legislatively.
Murkowski credits the Alaska Native vote for her general election success in 2010. The state has a history of discrimination against Alaska Natives. At one point, it required literacy tests to vote. In 2010, a federal court determined the state's interpretation services in Bethel were insufficient. James Tucker of Counsel with Wilson Elser argued that case. He recently filed suit in the same court, alleging the state has not implemented the changes required statewide. He says even though the Supreme Court struck down federal preclearance for the entire state, some protections remain intact, like Section 203. That's the provision that provides for language assistance.
What remains is that the state of Alaska continues to be covered in a total of 9 different areas of the state. 7 of those are for Alaska Native languages, and 2 of those, there are 2 additional regions in the Aleutian Island chain that are also covered for Filipino and for Spanish.
Senator Mark Begich is the only one in the delegation who says Alaska still needs to be subject to federal oversight. He says the state should spend more resources assuring everyone who wants to vote can. He dismisses attempts from some Republicans that would require IDs at the polls.
They spend a lot of energy claiming we have fraud, which of course we don't. But they spend a lot of energy on that. And again, I think that's to deny capacity for people to access voting in certain parts of Alaska.
Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, who oversees the Division of Elections, ignored calls for comment. He's also running for the nomination to replace Begich in 2014. The issue is searing with politics. Speaking Monday in San Francisco, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton vowed to make voting rights her major focus for the foreseeable future. That from the person many people assume to be the frontrunner in the next presidential election. Clinton told the American Bar Association broad bipartisan coalitions of Congress reauthorized the act in 2006.
In the past 15 years, under both Democratic and Republican presidents, the Department of Justice has used the law to block nearly 90 discriminatory changes to state and local election rules. And many more were withdrawn under scrutiny.
She ticked off a list of recent election changes since the court invalidated Section 4. On Monday, the governor of North Carolina signed into law a bill reducing early voting and ending same-day registration.
These are all changes that would have required federal approval under the Voting Rights Act, but now can go forward without scrutiny. By invalidating preclearance, the Supreme Court has shifted the burden back onto citizens facing discrimination.
The issue may not get any legislative action, but it will certainly get its fair time in the run-up to the next election. For his part, Senator Begich predicts Congress will do something. He He won't say whether it will happen before the 2014 race, a race where he'll need every Alaska Native vote he can get. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.